By the way, Craig, I do have history of North Ridgeville that I spent yesterday researching, so I don't want to waste this. I know we have guests waiting, so I thought I'd bring them in on our conversation about this.
Okay.
With Lorain County Community College's Ridge Campus, we have with us Joe Martin. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Craig.
He's been good to help us set up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have with us Janice Lapina. How are you as well?
Again. Good morning. Thank you for
All
having
right.
me.
North Ridgeville, five ridges in North Ridgeville.
There are
five.
Okay.
Center Ridge, I'll give you that one right
okay.
up the top. There's any of the other ones you wanted to think of? Have you thought about any of those? I know I'm putting you on a spot for
I
this.
Might know a couple.
There might be what, Butternut Ridge?
Butternut Ridge.
Very good, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stony Ridge.
Okay, oh, this mm-hmm. that's the hard one. People forget that one all
Chestnut
the time.
Chestnut Ridge.
Chestnut Ridge, right.
Is North Ridge part of North Ridgeville?
No, that doesn't work as well. There's another one. These are all named for trees that were along those ridges on that particular one. This is the one that if you drove on the road we are now and continued driving, eventually you would be on to Butternut Ridge.
Ah, okay.
Which is the five ridges, which is why we are called North Ridgeville
okay.
into this area. So just put that in your back pocket.
All right, I learned something.
What about Rootstown or whatever it was?
I don't want to get into that. So originally Rootstown, named after Ephraim Root, who was originally one of the guys that cleared the trees when they showed up here. Then they called it Ridgeville. Then the post office says there's another Ridgeville in Ohio, so you people have to change your name. And here we are, North Ridgeville, as we are at this point. But we are at the Ridge campus this morning. And let's talk a little bit about that. You're a fine host for us this morning. This facility is part of the university partnership.
That's correct.
What are the main things that are taking place in this facility?
Yeah, we have lots going on here at the Ridge campus. First of all, we have a patient simulator, which is utilized by our nursing program. They take all the labs here at the facility. We have a paramedic and EMT program, which you receive your certificates, you know, from beginning to end here at the Ridge campus. And they utilize our patient simulators. And so the patient simulators are computerized mannequins, which we can put into any medical situation and run the students through those procedures and protocols. And they get to practice it here on a mannequin rather than seeing it in real life for the first time. So when you have a loved one, it might be a medical situation, they've been through those situations. They know what their colleagues are going to do. They know what to do. And so it's not learning on the job.
Now, when you say mannequin, we think of the mannequin that they have in the store that's dressed up sort of structured. This one has sort of a very tactile sense to it. It has, I don't want to say emotions, but there's responses of what you do to it. So anything that you are doing to this mannequin is what would be done to a human, and you'd get some similar responses to it.
Yes, that's correct. And so we have instructors who are in the back room and through a two-way mirror, and they control that mannequin and can put it into any medical situation. So the mannequins, they blink. And people do freak out when they walk into the room, you know, and see this, and the mannequin is blinking. They think it's a real person, and they do freak out.
Do they have names?
I believe they have names. I don't know what they are.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's bring Janice into this conversation. Tell us a little bit about what your responsibilities are
for
this facility.
So not necessarily this facility, but to Lorain County Community College. So I am the director of our continuing education non-credit. So we do a lot of non-credit courses, both for professional development and personal enrichment. Some are free to the community of all ages. We also work very closely with our business growth services to help create customized trainings for our local businesses, including in North Ridgeville. We've worked with clients here. And then I also oversee our NEO LaunchNet, which is a co-curricular program that works with all students, staff, and faculty that have ideas for business or that have a business, and we help them kind of get connected to resources and networking.
In that connection, have you seen success stories go through and really work, really
yes,
happen?
Yes,
can you
absolutely.
Share some?
Sure, absolutely. So yesterday, just so happens that we had a head of Wellington, and she rescues horses and then also does dog grooming and boarding, and she's also been with us for 5 years, and they're growing as well. So it's really exciting to see.
Wow. When we did a tour with you, Joe, when we were setting up for this remote, you took us to different facility areas there. Mm-hmm. Not only that nursing health part of it. Talk about the computer aspect that's going on in here, as well as some of the forensic things that are taking place. How that is another component to this.
Sure. We have some diversity here in the building, and not just the computerized mannequins, but we have cybersecurity classes that are held here. We do background checks for the students as they enter their various programs. We have a University of Toledo offers a four-year program called the CSE program, which is Computer Science and Engineering program. It's a four-year degree. You can receive your bachelor's degree by coming to this building for 4 years. And they create computer circuits, or electronic circuits, and then attach a computer to it and control the circuit with a computer. And so it's a very in-demand job. And these students are highly sought out. They all have a internship program associated with it, and so they'll work at the local companies such as Betcher or Beckett Industries here in North Ridgeville. And they do the internship, and they're often hired right into those jobs after they graduate.
How is all that going to play into sort of this all Intel thing that's taking place in the state of Ohio, where it seems to be sort of the Silicon Ohio, as they were trying to market something like that?
Was it the Silicon Heartland? Is that what they're
calling? I think so.
That's
yes.
What
I've
yep. heard. Yep. Yes.
And so those students will be sought out by Intel, but the college itself is trying to develop these students to the point which they can be handed off to Intel to work at that facility in Columbus. However, what Loraine County Community College is doing is training these students so they can work at any company in the area. And there are about 80 companies that hire our students after their associate's degree, and they can create, design, and build a computer chip.
Yeah, with our MEMS.
Yes, through our MEMS program. Mm-hmm. So not only are you getting an associate's degree, you're also getting a bachelor's degree in MEMS. And those students work locally. They could work at Intel, but there are lots of options for them.
And Janice, do you see that interest too in the higher tech, the edgy kind of things, and the people who come to you?
I would say more so now. However, a lot of our companies that launch, they're service industries. Mm. But there's, we've always seen maybe graphic designers or folks that want to do apps or something like that. But I think it's starting to shift because there's so much technology going on, and technology is not going away. There's always new technology every day being created. So we definitely can see a shift towards that.
When you're working with a company that has an idea to launch a company, do you talk about the human resources aspect of it too, about getting employees, getting workers, people like that? It's one thing to have an idea and be able to manufacture, but you need that manpower. Is that another process that you kind of go with?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we also focus on, we don't focus so much on the business as we do the development of the entrepreneur and really teaching that entrepreneurial mindset. Because whether they work for themselves or they work for a company, those skills and that skill set is so important, especially now more than ever. A lot of things that we hear from companies are, we have great production. Our employees are doing great. They don't know how to talk to each other. Can you help us with that? And so it's those soft skills that people are talking about. And so we help to teach those as well. The critical thinking, because that's what people are looking for. And that kind of helps too. And to be honest with you, if somebody's a small business, they really can't afford that big overhead with HR or whatever. So they might, contract out or something like that. But we meet them where they're at. And that's sort of like what we do with all of our students anyways, with the education portion of Loraine County Community College. We meet our students where they're at and whatever they need. And we also have so many wraparound services and support services to help our students with success.
Wow. Speaking today, Janice Lapina, Director of Continuing Education, and with the NEO LaunchNet, as well as Joe Martin here, who is the coordinator for the University Partnership Ridge Campus.